This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, thanks for joining us. Another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. It's already the 8th of September, 2003. Thursday will be the two-year anniversary of 9-1-1, which is the catalyst for the globalist, for PNAC, for the White House, for the New World Order, to totally enslave everyone. And there are now British ministers and officials in this country, many others, saying, hey, look at the PNAC documents. They talk about premeditated terrorist attacks in here and how they want them to take place to get a new world order. Like Ron Paul, back in July on the floor of the House, talked about that, and we have Congressman Ron Paul joining us in the third hour of this September 8, 2003 edition, so 2 hours from now. Congressman Ron Paul will be joining us to talk about the neocons and the upcoming depression and some of the issues he discussed out at McKinney Ruffs just about 8-9 days ago when he was here in Austin, Texas, at an event that I was at as well and spoke at as well. So that's coming up in the third hour. We're also going to have wide open phones on the show and cover a ton of vital news and information, stuff like this. Here's a headline, U.S. out to create global police state. Here's another one, Bush vows to defeat Iraq resistance and needs another $87 billion and calls the Iraqis terrorists who dare to challenge civilization. Well, they don't have any civilization. And the troops are dead and dying, but that's okay because it's going to expand. They're now getting ready with their buddies at the U.N., to go into Iran, saying they've got all these nuclear reactors that can produce all these weapons that our governments, Israel and the U.S. and England, sold them. So now that invasion needs to go ahead and take place. Also, police now seek DNA record of everyone. See, it was just for criminals. Now it's for everyone. I want to talk about this made-for-TV movie written by a guy who threatened me, Lionel Chetwin, who works for Karl Rove and taken over the media. He threatened me about a year and a half ago out at the filming of some episodes of The Conspiracy Zone in L.A. He threatened me in the bathroom, said, we're going to get you, Alex Jones. Well, now he's made a propaganda film full of lies about George W. Bush that'll be airing on national television on September 11th. And last night I took my wife to another movie, to Open Range, thought it was pretty good, Kevin Costner, Robert Duvall, and I almost had to walk out. I got very angry at the start, not of the movie, but of the ads. A new show on ABC this fall, Threat Matrix. They are unstoppable. No one questions their authority. They torture people, and it's good. Yeah, that was the ad for it. And Homeland Security's taking your rights. They have a license to kill you. Torture's good. The Threat Matrix this fall. I mean, it's total theater, just like September 11th was theater. You know, who they said did it and the things around it, that's theater. The killing the people was real. That's theater for the New World Order to totally enslave you. So we'll go over Lionel Chetwin's new propaganda show about Bush. Lionel Chetwin, the social promoter of New World Order activities. Again, he's on the little social end for the propaganda. That's coming up. And I'll get into Threat Matrix. I have the review of it here by ABC. I want to read a quote by Alexander Solzhenitsyn as well. The big British papers are reporting that, yes, there are giant concentration camps for everyone, but it's for their safety, and they've built them all. And, yes, the attack's coming, and you will have to go to the camps. We have that here from the BBC, Sydney Morning Herald, the Evening Standard, you name it. That's all coming up. So a really big broadcast lined up for you. I sure hope you stay with us and call your friends and family and tell them to tune in right now, InfoWars.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, I'm down here in Austin, Texas, and I'm hooked in with the great folks up in the mothership. In Minnesota, Vince is running the broadcast today. I was telling him that when he calls Congressman Ron Paul today in the third hour to get him on the show, he's got to call him Your Excellency, because we're shifting over to the UN system. And have you ever watched on C-SPAN how Colin Powell or President Bush or Bill Clinton is received at the United Nations? They call them the Honorable Gracious Excellency, or His Supreme Excellency. I actually have it on tape, as Bill Clinton was called, His Supreme Excellency. And by the way, under this system, you have no juries. You can't face your accusers. You can be secretly arrested. You can be tried twice for the same crime. People can openly be paid for their testimony against you. I mean, it takes everything that went on in dirty Soviet jails and gulags and in Nazi death camps and just takes it right out front and says, oh, it's the new American way. And now the conservative court is all for it. So we're going to have Ron Paul on, Congressman, His Excellency. Of course, he would want to be called that. The Honorable Ron Paul has been on the show many times, I don't know, 20-something times, in the third hour to talk about the greatest threat to America, the Trotskyite neocons, Bush and the communist controllers. Oh, you'll hear Ron Paul on the show coming up on the broadcast today. So you do not want to miss that, how they talk about how they want to use terror to get control of our lives and all the rest of this with the neocon analysis in the third hour. Of course, this is a guy with an actual conservative voting record, the most conservative pro-America voting record in Congress in the last 50 years or so. And you might want to tune into it. I want to warn you, he's pro-gun. He's actually anti-abortion. He is for sovereignty and controlling our borders. I just want to warn you, some of you neocon listeners who've been listening to Hannity and Limbaugh will think you're listening to a communist. Actually, you're the communist, literally, and we are the conservatives. So I want to warn you, this could shock you. We're not for gun control here. And again, it sounds sarcastic to some. I'm not being sarcastic. Okay? I've been called a liberal because I'm 100% behind the Second Amendment, okay? But that's coming up the third hour. In the meantime, I'm going to try to calm myself down. I'm really wound up today, tonight, this morning, depending on what time zone you're listening to us in. I'm wound up right now. There is no way to properly cover everything we're facing, everything we're dealing with, but you know what? I'm going to do it. In fact, I'm not going to take calls today until I've had time to cover the entire stack that's here in front of me. So you know what? There may not be any calls today, folks. I got a sneaking suspicion, though. If I focus, I can do it. And so let's go ahead and try it. And then I can probably be done before this hour is over with a lot of the key stuff, and then we can get to some calls. Now, this is what Alexander Solzhenitsyn had to say about Russia and the oppression there. He wrote Gulag Archipelago. About the thousands of camps, the economy, the prison economy in Russia. And then he came here in the 80s and found out that the same people ran America. He left in disgust. Did you know that? And he's since written other books about that. And now the same thing is happening here. So I just want to read this because we're about the information war. We're about trying to fix things peaceably, waking up as many people as possible. That will stop the globalists from going into the deeper and darker phases of despotism that they want to activate. But let me go ahead and read this now. Emphasis added. This is Solzhenitsyn, and I quote, "And how we burned in the camps later, thinking what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, hailing in terror at every bang on the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had, at every bang at the staircase, understood that they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else they had at hand." Oh, yes. Ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, whatever they had at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. Gulag Archipelago, Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Let me read that again. Again, I'm not a $7.5 million a year paid newsreader, so bear with me, folks. "And how we burned in the camps later, thinking what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrest, as example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, hailing in terror at every bang on the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood that they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, whatever else they had at hand. The organs, again, of the state, the organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers in transport, and the organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers in transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the Gulag Archipelago. Now, make no mistake, they're trying to condition you that all this is good. I mean, the Russian death squads right up into the 90s wore black ski masks, black helmets, black uniforms. They still do today. Stalin had this going on 50, 60 years ago. Hitler had people near the end wearing black masks. The executioners 1,000 years ago wore black masks. The inquisitioners on their tribunals wore black masks. When your government starts wearing black masks, let me just give you a 101. You're in serious trouble, folks. And I don't care what sick mind control excuse they've got. It's to protect my face from glass. Yeah, when you're busting in windows. No, it's for intimidation, and so nobody knows who you are, because I've seen you. You take your badges off or cover up your badge number with tape. And I don't want to hear it's to protect you because of the criminals. You are the criminals when you cover your faces up. The more police state, the more black ski masks we get, the more crime we've got, the bigger the prisons, the more drugs on our streets. So stop acting like you're doing us a favor. You're not. I don't want to get off in 2-hour-long babble, but this is on Infowars.com in our concentration camp section. We got a concentration camp section, this Alexander Solzhenitsyn quote, also on PrisonPlanet.com. You want to read Rocky Mountain News, Associated Press, Newsmax, LA Times. You want to read about giant camps for you and your family with incinerators and mass graves ready, you better go look at it. No, we're not going to talk about UT football. We're not going to talk about Notre Dame football. We're not going to do it. I mean, it's a religion all weekend. I hear people, I was eating breakfast this morning about 7 in the morning in a little cafe by myself reading the newspaper. I had to do some errands. Had to wait till the stores opened. And there's people in there, and they're talking about, yeah, the gas just keeps going up, but it shouldn't be going up because we got more fuel than ever. But it doesn't matter. Let's talk about UT football or Dallas Cowboys. And I hear people, they talk about something serious and then automatically shift tables all around me into, well, that's all right. Let's talk about this. I mean, I was watching the escapism happening there in front of me. How about you talk a little less about football? Now they're putting cameras up in the schools. How about you talk a little less about football, about how the border's wide open, but they're telling you got to give up your liberty? That's all I'm trying to say. Now, here's some of the news we're going to get to when we get back. U.S. out to create global police state. Nice headline. Bush vows to defeat Iraqi resistance. He's $87 billion more to do it. Now, anyone that fights over there is a terrorist, and this is the war on terror. And they want the U.N. to come in, of course, which they were going to do all along. This is more good cop, bad cop. Also, police seek DNA record of everyone. See, it started out for just some. Now it's everyone. We'll get to that. Bush takes center stage in 911 drama, written by Lionel Chetwin. Lionel Chetwin, the big Hollywood producer, who threatened me when I was out in L.A., walked in the bathroom there at the set of, whatever the big network was, TNN. Owned by some bigger network, walked in the bathroom and threatened me, we're going to get you, Alex Jones. Well, he's made a new film about how Bush had to be restrained. He was so angry. I want to have a fist fight with Saddam right now with Bin Laden on Air Force One when he found out about the attacks. Yeah, right, folks. And also, last night I went to see Open Range, and they had an ad before it for the threat matrix about Homeland Security using the real term threat matrix. And that torture's good in the show. The show's all about torturing people. There's a shot of a guy naked, strapped down, being tortured, and this woman standing there going, answer my questions! And she's the good guy. So remember, our guys that got tortured in Vietnam, Viet Cong were good. The Vietnamese regulars in the North were good people. Torture's good. Those that are against it are bad. Threat matrix is full. Their power is unlimited. No one questions their authority. They have unorthodox ways of making people talk. And it shows the naked guy being tortured. Answer my questions! They protect America with a grid of satellites watching everything you do. The Threat Matrix is full on ABC. Destroying America, preparing you for the death camps.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a Gold Alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I have seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Yeah, I've lost 10 pounds with the collagenate so far. Give it a try. Worked good for me. I'm going to have to go get remeasured because my pants are getting kind of baggy on me. My stomach is not there no more. It's really very easy. Helps me sleep good, lose weight, tones me up. Hey, I like it.
Trying to lose weight for someone in a wheelchair is extremely frustrating, and the first month that I tried it, I lost 6 pounds. When I heard about the collagenate, I heard this lady that had to be in bed all the time, and she was gaining weight, so she took the collagenate. And so I called. The first month that I tried it, I lost 6 pounds, and I've lost 9 inches off my waist.
What are you waiting for? Vivin Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, which means a leaner, healthier you. Call Vivin Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446 and get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat the safe and healthy way with Vimin Vigor's collagenate. That's 1-800-622-8446.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we're back live. And I've got a bunch of different news items here that we're about to go over. Why did I read that Alexander Solzhenitsyn story about the camps? Well, you don't think they're just going to come out and say we're going to put you all in concentration camps. No, they have they actually call them rest and relocation centers. Yes, they're rest centers for you. And we have the news articles on InfoWars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com right now. London could be evacuated of attack. And we told you about this a year and a half ago, but now it's finally in their news. The Blair government reportedly has secret plans to evacuate London and other big cities in the event of a terrorist strike or threat. They include herding Londoners into rest and reception areas in the country and raise the possibility of rehousing the displaced for a minimum or long term if an attack renders an area uninhabitable. Now, they had a nice drill with foot and mouth, which Sky Television News and the Sunday Express reported was released by Porton Down Bioweapons Lab that Dr. David Kelly just so happened to head. He's had a little boo-boo now, and it's admitted the guy was killed. That's been coming out. So we have all of that. They released the foot and mouth, and I predicted they wouldn't let people restock cows or sheep, and they did exactly that to force them off their land. They killed 8 million sheep, 4 million cows, only a few hundred actually had foot and mouth that showed up in dozens of places hundreds of miles apart on the same day. And it turned out the government had launched the attack quietly, calmly in the back of the paper that, oh yeah, it came missing from our level 4 bioweapons lab. But that's okay because I've got other articles here. The British government says they will be attacked. It's going to happen. It's going to be massive. It's going to be bigger. It's going to be biological or chemical, and they're going to have to arrest people, thousands of them, and there's going to be secret arrest, and anybody that doesn't submit is going to be shot on sight. They've said that in our papers, too. And the head of FEMA up in New Jersey said that during a red alert, you're an enemy if you leave your home. They include herding Londoners, this is the article, into rest and reception areas, in the country. The head of the Metropolitan Police, Sir John Stevens, last week warned that a terrorist attack on Britain was inevitable. Yesterday, emergency services evacuated an underground station as part of a full-scale exercise to see how London would cope with a chemical attack. And they've done all these fake bio attacks in Austin. I mean, I've been through dozens of them. They'll shut down downtown, shut down hospitals, announce we've been hit for 10 hours, and then quietly at about midnight, it was just a drill, just a drill, just a drill. Well, yeah, we went down and shot video of it a few years ago, and they're laughing and patting the guy on the back, the supposed Muslim that they stopped with the Quran in the back of the car, and they said he may have biological weapons. The cops that opened the trunk collapsed and passed out, and, oh, we've been hit. This is in 2000, by the way. We go down with a high-power video camera lens, I don't know, like a 50 zoom or something, zoom in there, laughing, slap on the back. He's got a short haircut, got the whole cop lingo. Later, another car pulls up. He gets in his own black sedan and drives off. He's a cop. Now, they never even admitted that was fake until like a month later, just quietly in the paper. Yeah, those were some drills. Again, fake terror, telling you it's real, fake nuclear attacks, shutting down the highway, and then later announcing, sometimes that day, sometimes a week later, sometimes a month later. One time I had to jump in front of the news cameras and yell, it's fake." Then I called local ABC channel and I said, "You know it's fake. You better report it right now." They did. They went on the air and said, "Yes, this was fake. We're going to go ahead and tell you now." That's when they shut down the whole DPS building and shipped everybody to the hospital. You talk about control, folks. They're doing it. And this is what they want to do. They want to train you. They can shut down cities, arrest whoever they want, and, oh, it's just a quarantine. Oh, it's just a drill. Oh, it's just to stop terrorists. Oh, it's a red alert. You can't leave your home. Think about that. London could be evacuated if attacked. The Blair government reportedly has secret plans to evacuate London and other big cities in the event of a terrorist strike or threat. They include herding Londoners into rest and reception areas in the country and raise the possibility of rehousing the displaced for a minimum or long term if an attack renders an area uninhabitable. And, of course, you'll have to work in the camps. There'll have to be production and growing of food. And the government said all this. Whole societies, reorganize. And, of course, we'll never really get out of the camps, but it's the fight against Al-Qaeda, and there'll be a national draft, and they say you're going to have to serve domestically here in the U.S. and England and Canada and Australia and New Zealand. You'll have to serve domestically digging ditches and working in factories because, the government's providing food in your bunk at the camp. And so, of course, you're going to have to work. They're going to do it. They're going to have lots of made-for-TV movies praising the great leader, the dear leader. And we'll thank the government for all they do. People that work hard will be able to leave the camp. Because there'll be security risk. You know, terrorists will be attacking. There'll be some arrests, detentions, and interrogations in the camp.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hardly a day goes by in the garden without the Cobra Head. I want to tell you about a great little garden tool called the Cobra Head. First, take half of the tools you're currently using in the garden, throw them away, and call 1-8...
...ultra-powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Folks, we're back live and in this month's U.S. News and World Reporter this week, the September 8th issue. You know, I talked a lot about that last Friday. It says, your cell phone is watching you. And you open the magazine up, but it says, yeah, there's RFID chips going to go in all the products, going to track you. It's for your safety. Yeah, there's satellite plug-in boxes in all the new cars. We're about to start taxing you. Yeah, there's cameras. We're watching you. The article really expands out into many other wonderful subjects. Just, folks, come on. That's 1984. I've got articles here where they're announcing that they're going to take all our DNA now. Well, guess what? When they announce it, they've already been doing it for at least 30-plus years. They have been taking newborn babies' blood and sending it to a federal database. And they do it in Australia. They do it in England. They do it in the U.S., I've had congressmen on about it. I've read the news articles. The average bozo, though, has no idea. Folks, we got a premeditated government that takes blood 30-something, 33 years before, and then announces it later and says, oh, since the war on terror, we just so happens we have all these samples kept in freeze-dried areas, and we're now going to use it. Ha-ha-ha! It just so happens that years ago we put satellite tracker plugins in all your cars, and now worldwide we're about to start taxing you. I mean, come on, folks. You realize how horrible this is? I love this country. I was burning mad. I got to tell the story right now. I'll get back into the news. Because these really illustrate it. I watch no more than about an hour of TV a week. I should watch it. I can't help it. I just hate television and the propaganda so much that I can read the text of what they said. I don't get as disturbed and angry, but if it's some smiling info babe in a $2,000 suit laughing at me or some, you know, lying Peter Jennings or Tom Brokaw or somebody or Bill O'Reilly telling me how good cameras in the classrooms are, I just can't stand it, okay? I can't watch the societal Ted Bundys of the world. That's what they are, the purveyors of cultural death and evil. I can't watch them anymore. Just forgive me. I'm begging you, if you see something special on TV or something I need, mail it to me, and I'll review it for a film with a bucket basket nearby, a puke basket. I mean, really, folks, I am so happy not watching TV. It's wonderful. My wife says to me last Friday, she goes, we haven't been to a movie in months, and we've always been moviegoers. I was like, all right, let's go see some escapism, Pirates of the Caribbean. We went and saw that, and I mean, it had some propaganda a little bit in it, but not much. It was a pretty good movie. And she goes, man, that was good. Let's go see another one. I go, all right, let's go see On the Range. I like Kevin Costner. It looks like I like Robert Duvall, probably a half-decent film. Let's go see it. Well, it was a good movie, but I was not spared, folks, because they had an ad for the new ABC show, Threat Matrix. And it's the big, powerful voiceover guy comes in and goes, the power is unlimited, directly from the president. Their activities are unquestioned. They act outside everyone. And it said something like, their means of getting people to talk are unorthodox. And it shows a guy with lacerations, bruises all over him, strapped down, head shaved, electrodes all hooked to him, going, and it cuts to this well-meaning, loving torture woman, and she's going, answer my question! And I saw people in the crowd just kind of smiling with satisfaction. It was a full theater. I looked my left, my right. I saw people sitting there. You know, they got Power Pride stickers on their cars. They're feeling real good about George W. right now. And I had to sit there, and I saw them smiling. I looked over during the torture scene, and they were smiling. I mean, we're a sick culture, folks. I was watching mass conditioning went on and on about how they're unlimited power, how they take your rights for your safety, how torture's good. See, it's hard to escape. And so, that's it. I haven't been in the movies in over a month. Now I went twice this weekend. I'm not going for 6 months. That's it. I'll order stuff by DVD or by VHS. I will not go. I will not sit there and watch this trash anymore. But, you know, I guess I should, because at least I'm really... I mean, my heart started beating. I started getting angry because I was watching a military-industrial complex production telling me it was going to enslave my family and that preparing the mass for torture and secret arrest and secret police. I was watching it. You know how threatening that was? And again, I'm going to read it again. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, Gulag Archipelago. And how we burned in the camps later, thinking what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, hailing in terror at every bang on the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood that they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. That's right. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers in transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the curse machine would have ground to a halt. Now, that's an act of terrorism today, folks. I mean, they say you will submit to secret arrest, you will submit to secret execution, one marijuana cigarette listed in the New Victory Act, secret arrest, life in prison, secret execution. That's what it says, folks. Go read it. Go read the definition of terrorism and what you can be punished for, and then they list one marijuana cigarette as an act of terror. You're thinking, they'll never do that. Oh, yeah, they take little old ladies' houses all the time with no drugs found, folks. They take the money out of their purses. They pull over good old boys driving down to buy a truckload of produce. They take his money. They do it all the time. Am I saying all the cops shake people down? Am I saying all of them are criminals? No, but most of the bosses are. Most of the big city chiefs of police are CIA. That's mainstream news. And who's going to watch the watchers? You see, throughout history, the greatest abuses come from those that are in power, from those that are in positions of control. That's the point here, folks. And how we burned in the camps later thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain of whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, hailing in terror at every bang on the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood that they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up ambushes of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and would have ground to a halt, notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst. The curse machine would have ground to a halt. That's on Infowars.com. You know what I want you to do? I want you to go to our concentration camp section. I want you to go to the Prison Planet concentration camp section. I want you to grab those dozens of mainstream articles, LA Times, Rocky Mountain News, Newsmax, Associated Press, and I want you to put all those links on there, and I want you to put Solzhenitsyn's quote at the top, and I want you to email that to every news agency and every radio talk show host in your area, and I want you to email it to them, and I want you to tell them, time to wake up, time to stop rationalizing, time to read these articles. Folks, I got a Rocky Mountain News article where the governor admits they got incinerators in mass graves. Incinerators? They've hired the former head of the KGB, Primakov, Associated Press, to run Homeland Security internal passport. Folks, that's been on the news. I mean, how am I supposed to sit here normal when I can't take my wife to see a Western? I go to it and there's an ad where some woman's torturing somebody to death, and they're the good guys. Joseph Mengele wasn't good, folks. No, he came from a wealthy German family, and he said, I'll do whatever it takes for the Reich to advance medicine. And he turned into a literal demon. I will say it, I am radical. Stalin was bad, and so the angel of death. So were those our troops in those cages. They keep them for cages in years, for years, with mosquitoes biting them and rats all over them and subsistence diets torturing them. And you're like, yeah, that's horrible. What do you think they're doing at Camp X-Ray? What do you think's going on? What do you think's happening? It's unbelievable, folks. We have gone over to the dark side. It has happened. That is, the people in control have, and they're trying to turn all of us, our entire country, over to evil. What does Ron Paul talk about in that neocon speech he gave July 10th? That 15-page article I read on air, the text of his speech, that's posted in the News and Focus section of Infowars.com. What was he talking about there? He talked about the neocon chieftains, where they said it, what speech, what book, what meeting. Public stuff. This is a book. What he quoted in his speech was a book given to him by the Republican Leadership Conference, where it said we must train the public to enter into evil. We must create evil. We must get the country to become evil. We must get them to join our pact. We must lie. We must create social welfare to control everyone. Machiavelli was good. Trotsky's good. That's Ron Paul just giving you their quotes. They hand this stuff out, people. Oh, and a lot of you go, well, I better shut up and be scared. Are you men out there? Don't you know that when you act like a cowardly Russian, or you act like a cowardly Chinese, or you act like a cowardly German, and you lay down to tyranny, it wins? Man, I'm telling you. I tell you, folks, I mean, I am not afraid one bit. I feel sad for my family, and I'm concerned for them, but I know that they're not going to be safe, period, if this system wins. So I know I'm doing the best thing I can, standing up. The New World Order could have a gun to my head right now. They could tell me to renounce what I'm doing, stop what I'm doing, and I'd tell them, go ahead and pull the trigger, buddy, because I'm not a coward like you. Don't you know these FBI and BATF and these goons they're hiring? Most of them are scared to death and don't like what they're doing. I talked to them. I was talking to a man who just got out of the Marine Corps. And he mentioned one of the top generals. Let's just say he's in line to be the commandant, the Marine Corps. He talked about how he was the aide of this general and he had the evidence. And he was talking about how the general, right after 911, just said, yep, well, you know, the government did it. But still, and told this young man, go ahead and get out. You don't want to be part of what's coming. When I was in college, my dad kept asking, what are you going to be? What are you going to do? And I said, I don't know. I said, I might go into teaching. I might go into federal law enforcement. I didn't know. Something interesting. And my dad said, come over to my office. And there was his buddy. He was like one of the top federal marshals in Texas. He's retired now. And he goes, Alex, you're not a criminal, are you? And I said, no. And he said, then don't get into law enforcement. And I said, well, I wasn't seriously even considering it. He goes, well, I was going to be here today getting your dad to work on my teeth. This is a big old 6'4" guy, you know, all handsome, gray hair. Looks like somebody in a movie. He's telling me, we go out to the little corner store, have some coffee. He says, Alex, don't join law enforcement. Don't get involved. And he goes, you're not a criminal, are you? And I go, no. And he goes, well, you got to be a criminal now. He goes, I'm going to be out soon, and I can't wait. But that's not enough, folks. It's not enough. You got to go all the way and tell the truth. You got to stand up to this. Look, they didn't take the old Robert Mueller airport and turn half of it into a movie studio and the other half into a concentration camp for nothing. They took a 747 hangar and put bolts and chains and porta-potties and cots in there, put the army out there, and admitted on the news that it'll be used as a concentration camp. They said an emergency relocation center. This was before 911. They put all this in. I just read where in England they say to herd, quote, herd people out of London and other big cities to rest and reception areas for the long term. Isn't that interesting? Here's another headline. Terror plan to empty London. Asia debt withdrawal, threat to U.S. deficit. Mesa police kill another woman. Last week it was some little kid. Blew him away. Now they blew this woman away. Maybe they were protecting themselves. I don't know. But why didn't this used to happen like this? And now it gets more cops killed. This new SWAT system doesn't help them either. Look at the statistics, dummies. Stay where you are. Fateful advice to Twin Towers victims. Reopens Manhattan's wounds. I never even covered this last week. You know why? Because we covered this 23 and a half months ago. That everybody was told to stay in the towers. Somebody came on the loudspeaker from the next door building, Building 7, run by the city, the emergency center, you know, the command bunker they built and had the CIA in there with Giuliani. They built 2 years before, a year and a half before. Yeah, somebody came over the command thing and said, everyone, stay where you're at. Stay where you're at in both the towers. They'd evacuate for a piece of chewing gum on the floor, literally. They had an evacuation before that because of a piece of chewing gum on the floor. They got smeared. Somebody thought it was a bioweapon. But now a plane crashes in. No one evacuate. Stay where you are in both towers. We need to kill a lot of you to get sympathy for the police state. Stay right there. No one can identify whose voice it was. Just stay there. Do not leave. You can get in trouble. Stay there. We told you that. Remember that then claim that the firefighters' radios all malfunctioned? Turned out that was a total lie. The firefighters, the transcript, New York Daily News, reported bombs in the building. Met your allegations over September 11th. That's out of London Telegraph. Michael Metcher, one of Tony Blair's longest-serving ministers until earlier this year, sparked outrage yesterday by suggesting that the United States government deliberately allowed the terrorist attacks September 11th to take place. And Michael Metcher, member of Parliament, simply listed the PNAC document from 2000, where they called for terrorist attacks. I'm going to get to that. And he questioned why military jets were not sent to intercept the hijacked passenger aircraft on that morning of the outrage 2 years ago. He said, could U.S. air security operations have been deliberately stood down on September 11th? If so, why? Oh, no, they normally stand down for an hour plus, you know. And then passports magically fall out of the sky, uncharred. And the deputy director of the FBI who'd been blowing the whistle saying, quote, in a TV interview in England, France, the government's going to use terror as an excuse to invade foreign countries. Then he dies and his body gets thrown into the rubble. First they say it's the uncharred body, and they say, oh, we never found his body. Pick whatever story you want. Okay, I'm going to come back and just keep covering news, and then we'll get to some calls. Just stay with us.
Get Body Balance, the leading phytonutrient product on the planet by Life Force International. Body Balance is alive with over 120 naturally occurring phytonutrients that nourish the body's cells, tissues, and organs, all from organic whole food. As a liquid, it's rapidly absorbed by the body. Body Balance was developed over 15 years ago by Life Force, one of the leading manufacturers of whole food liquid supplements. Healthcare practitioners have used and recommended our products to tens of thousands of their patients for over 15 years. Manufactured directly by Life Force, Body Balance is backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Begin today to make a difference in your family's health and lifestyle. Call 877-4MY-LIFE. That's 877-469-5433 or log on to the web at ineedbodybalance.com. 877-4MY-LIFE and on the web at www.ineedbodybalance.com. Call today. Life Force independent number. Distribution in the U.S. market only. LFI UAC 15174007. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a two-pack for only $91 or a four-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Something's happened. We've done such a good job exposing the globalists, how they carry out the terror attacks, that the New World Order is real, that the Illuminati is real, that they're just throwing it in everyone's face now. They're just coming right out with it. I was just talking to Vince again. He's running the show during the break, and he said, yeah, too bad you don't watch TV anymore, because he said this weekend he was watching the history of the Statue of Liberty on the History Channel. And he said they came right out and said it is an Illuminati symbol given to us by the Illuminati. Well, that's true. The Illuminati's a real organization. You know, it's wants to, you know, kill all Christians and take all your private property and set up absolute despotism. That's their own stated documents in major libraries of Germany. And they run the country now, and that's just their old term. They're now called the New World Order or the Globalist. And, yeah, the Statue of Liberty is a man in drag holding up the torch of Lucifer, and the pyramids on the back of the dollar bill that says the New World Order, announcing the birth of a New World Order. But, again, Rush Limbaugh has his kook detector that if you talk about a New World Order, you're crazy. It doesn't exist. As his books are published by a CFR publisher. So that's America, folks. That's what we're dealing with here. That's what we're fighting. And so now they got shows on ABC where torture is good. And they've announced, yeah, there's camps for your safety, relocation centers, but it's for your safety. And we're going to have a national DNA database. And we're going to take everything you've got. You're going to be slaves. How's that sound? You know, they're trying to sell you this, and it's not working. By the way, be afraid, be very afraid. Bush's approval rating has hit 44% in a Zogby poll on average. With conservatives, it's like 50% now. With Democrats, it's like 30-something percent. So overall, he's got a low 40s approval rating. And I have said, if it goes below 40, you had better believe there's going to be massive terror. Not that George Bush is running anything or is going to launch terror attacks. He's just going to read off a teleprompter how much he loves us. And there'll be action figures made of him landing on aircraft carriers. That's total theater, just like Lionel Chetwin's made-for-TV movie that's coming out this week about how Bush is this big hero. But the establishment, he's their front man right now, just like under Clinton. And brace yourselves, folks. That's all I can say. Brace yourselves. We're going to start the second hour. We will take calls in the second hour and cover more news in more detail. Toll free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. If you disagree with me, give me a call. Hit me with your best shot. Fire away. Or you agree, or you got a question or comment, 1-800-259-9231. But if you want to tell people about the real New World Order, not this lovey, touchy, feely, happy, fuzzy one they're telling you about, get the new book, Order Out of Chaos, I've published. Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terrorism, and the New World Order. Both the Clinton and Bush administrations protected Osama bin Laden and the Al-Qaeda network before September 11th. The highest levels of the U.S. government were complicit in the attacks on the World Trade Center and Pentagon. Many of the named 911 hijackers are still alive, and real culprits may never be identified. British MI5 have infiltrated the IRA and are carrying out terrorist attacks to maintain a divided Ireland. Chaos mongers are arming tyrants worldwide as a pretext for endless war and empire building. A despotic New World Order is being constructed. How it threatens all of us and what you can do to stop it. 330-something pages long, 1995. Get a second book if you get one for only $12 as a gift. Great Christmas gifts, great birthday gifts. My new film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement's out. 2 hours, 40 minutes long, $25.95. Order three or more of any of my 9 videos. They drop down to 20. Don't wait. Get the books. Get the films now. Call toll-free, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Expose the murdering terrorists. Get the film. Get the books. Spread the word now, troops. Also, write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or 888-253-3139. Second hour, your calls, more news straight ahead. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed.